Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get half-price toys on brands like Hot Wheels and Barbie, plus many more in store. That's more play for them and peace for you.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online selected toys. Hot Wheels 10-pack was £23, now £11.50. Barbie Beach doll was £19, now £9.50. Offer ends 14th of April.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 5 of Pop Off Podcast. This week's guest is the incredible Grace Victory and we have a chat about the new Mamma Mia movie, all the new reality shows on Netflix and its Rebecca Vardy's account and the resurgence, the reappearance, if you will, of the Agatha Christie drama. Hey Grace, welcome to the Pop Off Podcast. How are we doing today?
I'm good. I'm at home. It's sunny. I'll be in the garden in a bikini. Loving life today. How are you?
I'm not bad. I feel like it's a bit too hot. I feel like we've jumped a bit. Do you know what I mean? I needed like time to sort of get used to the environment and get used to the gradual rising of the temperature. I feel like it was quite a sudden increase. But you know, it's better than rain. Yeah. So I will take, you know, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like the sun makes everything a bit better.
Yeah.
Everyone's mood is lifted. I feel like people are out, people are saying hello, people are smiling, albeit very sweaty.
Yeah.
But you've got to get the sun when you can.
Yeah, and the atmosphere's lifted a little. You know, a few weeks ago, everyone was a bit, but it's, you know, it's coming up, it's rising. The atmosphere is going good. So, first thing I wanted to talk about today was the resurgence. Now, I did English A-level, but I don't actually know if that's a word. The re-comeuppance, that's definitely not a word. The re- The reappearance of what is titled Agatha Christie, the iconic Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney feud. Now, if we cast our mind to about a year ago, let me get this right. Let me read it out from BBC News. This is me citing BBC News. We are taking a legitimate, what's the word? A legitimate source here. So, Colleen Rooney had a close friend's Instagram story, and basically things were being reported to the press, which was only being posted. And, you know, she went full on MI5 agent, Agatha Christie novel sort of investigation with this. And basically she thought she knew who it was. So she basically hid everyone from the story other than this one person. And the story went to the papers. And it was, of course, Rebecca Vardy's account. Shock, horror. The nation was shocked. I was shocked personally. I was like, wow, I did not expect this coming out from Rebecca.
I feel like I don't really like drama, but honestly, Twitter that day was incredible. It's Rebecca Vardy. It was just amazing. It was amazing.
It was the several ellipses, like the several dot dots. Like it was like the text version of dramatic pause.
And I feel like every girl has been, well, not even just girls, but like everyone's been in a situation where like they need to find something out. There's tea, there's drama, there's pettiness. And I feel like that whole situation, I was like, yes, Colleen. I loved it. I actually loved it.
She was smart with that, though. I don't think I would have been able to think of, like, a little plan like that. She...
No, but Lewis, this has happened recently with a blogger.
Really?
My friend, she was having this close friends issue. Someone was leaking stuff from her close friends onto, like, a gossip website.
Right.
And she did the Rebecca Vardy, Colleen thing. And she found out it was another blogger. I swear to God.
Oh my gosh. I thought this was just like a one-off instance. I didn't realize this was a regular thing happening every now and again.
No, it's now become a thing. People are doing it.
Gosh.
People, and it's working.
People need to be watching out. I mean, people shouldn't be doing it in the first place, but... Anyway, it has come back around because now Rebecca Vardy has always denied these claims and she is now suing Colleen. I don't know why I said her name like it was a colon. Colleen. Is it Colleen? Colleen? Why does the word sound so weird now? Colleen. She's now suing Colleen for £1 million for libel. Now, I did a whole media, I studied media at university for 3 years, did a whole essay on liability, and I still don't know really the ins and outs of it. I did get first on that essay, but...
Yeah, what does liable actually mean?
So it basically means, from my essay that I wrote on about Naomi Campbell suing the papers for libel, posting private information, like there's like a fine line between what's in the public interest and your like right to privacy. So I feel like it's like comes into it when it's like someone slandering your name, you know, talking a little bit of rubbish, for lack of a better word, and you're like protecting yourself.
But the argument here could be the fact that, well, actually, if Rebecca is leaking things to the papers, then surely that's taking away Colleen's right to privacy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I think it's all a little bit of a mess, but I do feel like we need either a Stacey Dooley style documentary on what really went down, get someone in there to actually find out the dirty details, or a complete contrast, maybe like a 6-part Netflix series.
Yeah, I do find it interesting though. I just feel like the whole like WAG, like footballer thing, it's so far removed anyway. There's always something going on within that kind of circle, but they do say there's like, you know, their side of the story, her side of the story, then there's the truth. So we're probably never going to really find out what went down.
But
I'm definitely team Colleen.
I think too. Unless some like saucy details are still to come and be pulled out from underneath the rug, I'm still Colleen. Team Colleen even.
Yeah.
But I do think that it could be made into a good film. I feel like maybe who could even play them? I'm trying to think like British sort of classic actress. Sort of like...
Okay, Sheridan Smith has to play Colleen.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But I don't know who will play Rebecca Vardy though.
That is...
Maybe, so is it Saran Jones from Dr. Foster?
I've not watched Dr. Foster.
What?
I don't even, what's Dr. Foster even about?
It's about affair, it's about crime, it's about revenge. You will love it, you need to watch it.
So it sounds like the Colleen Rebecca scandal.
Exactly.
Next up, what has been happening this week is the announcement that there is a third Mamma Mia movie in the works. Now, I don't know really if a third one is necessary. I think a lot of story has been told in the first one, and a similar story was told in the second one, and I'm not sure what story can be told in the third one that wasn't told in one and two.
I was upset with the second one because of who they killed, in case anyone hasn't seen it. Well, the person wasn't alive anymore, and that just upset me. But I also think Mamma Mia is like a feel-good film. You can sit and watch it with, like, children, your grandparents, your dad, like your weird nan. And like everyone can get into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like it would be good if it came out around about now. I mean, it's only just in the early production stages, but I feel if it came out now, it's like a British classic. It would sort of raise everyone's spirits.
Yeah, but I love Mamma Mia. I do.
I am thinking though, how many more ABBA songs are there? Like, how many songs are they going to be able to sing in the third?
You know, my mum is like a big ABBA fan.
I see.
Like a big, big ABBA fan. So she's probably all for it. I think there's a certain like demographic and generation that like are obsessed with ABBA.
No, yeah.
My mum went to their concert literally a few years ago. And there was like 20 people there.
20 people there. I used to have an ABBA Sing Star on the PlayStation 2. And that was where I think my attention-seeking roots really came into play. Like, they were built on the foundation of ABBA SingStar and snatching the microphone from my little brother.
Yeah, understandable.
But I'm halfway there. I'm wanting to be a fan of it, but I'm just sort of a bit like, is the third necessary?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I also feel like when you play different versions of films out, because it is basically just like a repackaged version of the first, like, it loses its spark a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like Sex and the City films. Like, they're just not it, are they?
And it's the sort of the thing where it's like another one, and then you kind of want to go out on a high. You don't want to keep going and pulling it through, and then it gets to the point where people aren't even a fan of it anymore. I don't think that's going to be this Mamma Mia film. I think people are still very much going to be a fan. And I feel like the type of people who watch Mamma Mia they're watching it more for just like it's Mamma Mia rather than the intricate plot lines. Do you know what I mean?
But I also feel like Meryl Streep is such like an iconic part of the journey.
Mm.
Like, how will she appear in this one? Will she be in it? Like, you know, I just don't know what they're going to do with the storyline.
I think, you know what? I did think when it was first announced, I was like, have you seen that meme on Twitter where she's, it's like that old woman on the street and she's like, not another one.
Yeah.
I was literally, that was my reaction when I first saw the announcement. But I you have convinced me a bit that it's good. It's...
But I'm not being funny. There's like, how many Fast and Furious films?
Yeah.
Like 12? I mean,
I could not tell you a different plot line for each different film.
I've got no idea. I think I fell off at like number 5. And there's been like 5 since.
You see, they all blur into one for me.
Mm-hmm.
There really is nothing that I could pinpoint between either of the seasons, not even seasons films, which would... That's what I mean. It all just goes into one. But Mamma Mia 3, as long as there's some good ABBA songs, I feel like they're going to throw in a few classics which have already been done and they can re-jazz them up, maybe remix them, get like maybe a new feature on the track.
Oh my God. Imagine if they had like a rapper coming through.
ABBA Super Trooper featuring Stormzy.
It would bang. Absolutely bang.
That would be a number one. That could be maybe Christmas number one for this year.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Stormzy would do that. I do.
I think so. I feel like he's the type of guy who's like down for anything as long as it's like good intent behind it. He's just, he should be on our 20 quid note. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Now, we have had some new additions to Netflix, which has been keeping me entertained because, let me tell you, I've literally gone through every single bit of Netflix at this point of lockdown. But we have had the addition of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and two different Real Housewives. We've had Atlanta and Beverly Hills, which have been added this month. Now, you're a big Real Housewives fan, am I right?
You are correct. I think I started Beverly Hills maybe, I want to say 2-3 weeks ago. And I'm on season 4.
Wow. Okay, that's impressive.
I'm obsessed. Yeah, no, I am absolutely... I think I have to start things from the beginning. So because I saw that season 1 and 2 were on Netflix, I was like, right, let me get into it. And I am absolutely hooked. Like, I'm obsessed with Lisa Vanderpump. I don't know if anyone knows her, but she's like this British eccentric. She's like obsessed with pink. And she's obviously absolutely minted. And she's in LA just like living her best life with her dogs. And honestly, I'm obsessed.
I think I'm going to have to get into it because I feel like it very much like the Real Housewives sort of franchise radiates the same energy sort of as like Selling Sunset. And I was the, if you listen to last week's episode, you know, I am the biggest Selling Sunset fan.
It's so am I.
Injected in my blood at this point, in my DNA. Like, I think I've quoted Christine maybe like 3 times already this week and it's only Wednesday.
But I feel like, so Rich Housewives of Beverly, Rich Housewives or Real Housewives?
Real.
Real Housewives, yeah. Right. They are rich though. I feel like all of the people in there into property, like someone's husband owns like the Palm in Las Vegas. Like, so if you like Selling Sunset, you'll love it. It's like fashion meets real estate meets drama.
That's just a bit of me. And also I'm a big reality TV fan. Anything which is... got a little bit of fight and a little bit of love and a little bit of bitchiness. I'm there.
It's
Have
fab.
You seen Wags?
No.
So it's an American... You'd think it was British based off Wags, but never judge a book by its cover. That's all I'm going to say. It's an American show which basically follows the wives and girlfriends of like American baseball and basketball teams and American football teams. And it's sort of the same kind of style as Real Housewives, but... Gosh, the drama in that. I remember I was, like, when I was, like, in Florida, I was very young. I should not have been allowed to have a remote in a TV room on my own at 14 years old in this Florida room. But I found, it was just, I stumbled across it on a channel and I was just hooked. Like, 14-year-old me was, like, quoting these middle-aged women, like, while they had these bitch fights around Disneyland, Florida. But I think you'd love it. Wags is so good. Very similar vibe to Selling Sunset and all that.
Yeah, it's really there. Good. I can't wait for season 3 of Selling Sunset.
The trailer at the end of season 2. When Christine walks in that black wedding dress, I was, this is just the level of attention seeking I need to strive for in my life.
I can't wait. I think I'm in like a bit of reality TV hole. I was never into it. And then Beverly Hills came along, and now I'm fully there.
Yeah, the whole, because I thought season two of Selling Sunset was a little bit of a letdown to season one. Not awful, but still very much enjoyable. But mm-hmm. the trailer to season three, I'm like, here we go. Here is the peak of television. Yeah. Whenever, like, screw yeah. Breaking Bad, screw Game of Thrones, this is the peak of television.
Yeah.
Selling Sunset season three.
100%.
Have you watched Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No.
Is it on the next watch? Because I think that is the one that has Ava from America's Next Top Model on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am the biggest, I always have been the biggest America's Next Top Model fan. I was 8 years old watching it on Sky, and like, my parents were like, what is going on? So I feel like if I'm ever going to dip my toe into the Real Housewives world, it might have to be Atlanta to feel that sort of connection.
Yeah, I used to love America's Next Top Model. Oh my God, like, yeah. It was just iconic.
I feel like it could have a comeback now.
I feel like it will change dramatically because Tyra yeah. hasn't got the best reputation because of that show and yeah. what she used to say, and I feel like it needs to be made into like a 2020 version.
Yeah, 100%. They did try and do like a sort of 2020 version on VH1. This was a few years ago, where it was more okay. like one of the challenges, the girls were in a music video. Another one of the challenges, okay. they were at an event sort of thing. But it felt quite budget. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
The shift to VH1, it just didn't quite pack what I was hoping.
It didn't hit the same.
I feel like with a whole new makeover, new judges, because it's just not the same show without the Jays. Well, as soon as the Jays left the show, it sort of just went west.
I feel like they'd have to have someone like Lizzo on there, or
yes,
you know what I mean?
She would be great. She would be good. Or maybe even someone like Jackie Einar.
Yeah, like Todrick Hall. They need to have some like cool people.
100%. Every week on the podcast, we have a trending list, which is basically what has been on my sort of radar, if you will, in celeb news and pop culture. And at the top of my trending list this week, another Netflix reality TV show. This seems to just be a Netflix reality TV tribute, but this is called Styling Hollywood. Have you heard of Styling Hollywood?
I absolutely have not.
Okay, so I definitely think you need to watch it. It's basically this gay couple who run a company in LA which does celebrity interior design and celebrity styling, and it was like one half of the couple was already an interior designer, the other half was a stylist, and when they got into a relationship they just combined forces. It is so good. Some of the names they have on there, like, they have such big celebs on there, and it's just drama, it's luxury clothes, it's luxury interior, it's so good. Definitely need to watch. It's very much, I watched it, I think it was about 10 episodes, and I watched it all in one day. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Very much did not move from my sofa.
Yeah, I sometimes just really enjoy a binge. Mm. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like episode after episode. Because I feel like if the little clip at the end is like really good for the next episode, I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I've got to watch it.
The coming up is dangerous. It's always on next week's episode. I'm like, here we go. Right. Okay. Yeah. Next episode. I was going to end it there.
It's how they get you. It's a trap.
Literally. Number two on this week's trending list is Blackpink, who have teased some new music. I am so obsessed with Blackpink. Oh, their music is so good.
I have never heard of them.
You've never heard of them? So they are...
Blackpink?
They are a K-pop girl band.
Right.
Okay. Incredible. Oh, definitely Spotify them after this. Maybe even Shazam them.
My boyfriend wrote a song for BTS.
Oh, wow.
So that's like the only K-pop song I've ever heard, I think, is the one that he did.
I feel like Blackpink is quite universal. I feel like everybody, no matter what sort of genre you're usually into, I think most people would like Blackpink.
Right.
It's real, like, I'm getting ready for a night out sort of music.
Okay.
Like, lift up your spirits, slash getting you confident.
Which is kind of the music that I like to listen to. Not straight away in the morning, but around, like, 9, half 9, when I'm, like, doing the washing and stuff, I like to put on just some background noise of, like, feel-good songs. So,
that'll
be me tomorrow.
I honestly don't understand how people wake up and put on music. I know, most people sort of like, that's the first thing they do. They'll like set up some music and then they'll get out of bed. The thought of noise in my eardrums as the first thing that I hear. I just need silence for about an hour. I can't even speak to people for an hour.
No, I'm the same. But I do, so I get up at like 6, half 6, 7 every morning. And I like to have like an hour and a half to myself. And that's usually like very quiet, like spa whale music. But then after that, when I've got to like make breakfast or I've got to clean or tidy, I have to put on some proper tunes.
I see. I also
just
don't
get me going, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But also, I'm not waking up at 6, 7. I'm maybe 11 pushing 12.
Shut up. Are you joking?
No, I'm not. Do you know what? Actually, lockdown has made me a bit earlier. Before lockdown, it was sometimes 2 p.m.
What?
I know, but it's because I go to bed at about 4 or 5.
Yeah, that would kill me off.
You see, I'm a night owl. If I'm getting something done, it'll be at about 2 a.m., which...
No. I can't remember the last time I went to bed past midnight. Past 11 p.m., to be honest.
No.
I'm so old.
I can't think of the last time I went to bed before 12, like midnight. I literally cannot. Even when I'm tired, even if I've had like 5 hours sleep, my body will not let me go to sleep until like after midnight.
No.
Not wired right. Need to.
I'm 30 in August, and that just is explaining my whole life because I'm actually a granny. I feel like I'm just getting old now. Seriously.
Third on this week's trending list is 90 Day Fiancé. Now, I've sort of heard of the show. I didn't really know what it was until loads of clips sort of went viral on TikTok. Watched a few clips on YouTube. I have probably watched maybe cumulatively 5 hours worth of that show on YouTube, just on YouTube clips alone. It is so addicting. It's just such a bizarre idea for a show, but it works so well.
Is this the show where on TikTok the clip is "I like the view"?
Yeah. And then it's like, that's this couple. And basically, the premise of the show, if you didn't know, let me explain. Sorry, how rude of me. Is they? I don't know the exact details because I'm not actually watched a full episode in full. Yeah, I've just watched the dramatic best fights on Twitter, but. People will marry like American citizens because I think there's a type of visa in America where if you like you can come over but you have to get married at the end of the 90 days to the partner who you come over with. So that's basically the premise behind the show, and it's they have reunions and everything, like the whole like Bad Girls Club style reunions at the end.
Oh my
like
God.
It is intense. I don't actually know where you can watch the full episodes, but just YouTube the 90 Day Fiancé clips and you'll find like the compilations of the best fights, and I'm telling you now, you're gonna be hooked on them.
And then go on TikTok, because I think sometimes on TikTok things go viral and you have no idea where things are from.
Yeah.
And then you find where things are from and you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, or sometimes even like, this makes no sense. How is this coming from there?
Yeah.
And at the bottom of this week's trending list, well, bottom for one reason, but also it's very good news. Katie Hopkins has been suspended from Twitter. Finally, thank you. There must be a god out there somewhere. I don't know why it took Twitter.com that long, but thank you, Twitter.com, for finally doing it.
I know, I feel like it took so long and so many people get suspended for just ridiculous things, and then this woman was just on there spewing the most outrageous stuff, but I'm so happy she's gone. Yeah. I wonder how she felt when she tried to log on. They were like,
I'm not one to wish ill, but I hope she did feel defeated when she tried to log in and it was like error. But I saw a few people being like, oh, this is ridiculous. 2020's become so sensitive. It's freedom of speech. There is not even a slight difference. There is a massive difference between the stuff she was tweeting and freedom of speech. So very much needed to be cleansed from our digital timeline. Because even 100%. Though I can block her name, I can mute her name, and she will still be coming up on my feed. So she's gone.
I know. It's so hard, isn't it, to... Like, you try to ignore people like that, but then sometimes you just get so angry that you have to react, even though you know that's what she wants. But I'm just glad that she's gone, to be honest.
Spring cleaning, that was long overdue.
2020, I feel like, is like the year of taking the trash out.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Literally. Like, every week there's something new. It's like trash, goodbye, whatever. I love it.
2020 does have a little silver lining, you know. When you look at it, it's a car crash, a burning car crash. But we can find the good parts. There are good parts. Now, every week on the podcast, we finish the episode with a poll. Last week's poll was, are you watching Love Island Australia? I said I was not watching it because I have already watched it live because I am probably the biggest Love Island fan you'll ever find. Grace, are you watching Love Island Australia?
No.
No.
I'm not. I don't know what happened. I feel like after last summer, I couldn't get into the... I just haven't been able to just get into...
It was a bit anything. Weird watching it in winter, but... Most of you guys actually agreed with us. There were 75% of you saying that you weren't watching, which is a big majority. I expected a little bit more. But this week's poll is, are you Team Colleen or Team... Rebecca Vardy? I have already, as we've discussed, we're both Team Colleen here. Yeah. And I'm actually not quite sure if this even needs to be a poll. I'm not quite sure why you would
like
be...
I feel like if you're Team Rebecca Vardy, I would be interested to know why.
Yeah.
I can't really see...
A good
why
campaign yeah. behind her.
Yeah.
But if you are Team Rebecca Vardy, let us know over on the Instagram at Pop Off Podcast, where you can partake in the poll as this episode goes live. And as we said, if you are Team Rebecca, please let us know your reasonings. We'd love to know the details of how you came to that conclusion. It's like in GCSEs where you have to, in the maths exams, where you have to show you're working out and show how you got to your answer.
Oh my God. GCSE maths just gave me... absolutely traumatic flashbacks.
There was just no need for those multiple papers. We just need one and done. Like, I don't need a calculator and a non-calculator.
I think I walked out of one of my exams. I was like, huh? I honestly, me and maths as a kid, I mean, me and maths now, but I think I walked out because I was like, I've got no idea what I'm doing.
I'm not getting involved. I'm just here to enjoy myself.
Literally.
Grace, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. That was such a fun episode.
Thanks for having me. Short but sweet. I love it.
Yes. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy the sun, I guess, because that is now the weather. Some sun
you
for once. Yay.
Get outside. Have an ice cream. Enjoy life.
Literally. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. As always, make sure you go vote on the poll over on our Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, whether that is Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or whatever else. And if you have enjoyed this episode, we will be eternally grateful if you could leave us a review. You know what? That would be nice. I will see you guys next week for a brand new episode. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.